Please be seated, won't you? Well, good morning. In today's gospel, the disciples are gathered, and we've heard in a couple of different places the same kind of conversation. Who's first? Who gets to sit at the highest place? Who gets to be up front? Who's closest to Jesus? It reminds me of Lot, of diocesan convention. What that is it's a gathering of all the churches that are kind of linked together through the Episcopal Church. We gathered for the last couple of days, and we had an Anglican bishop there from England, and he's kind of might be the next Archbishop of Canterbury. He's got a slight chance. I think he's kind of 1 in 40 maybe or something like that. And so it was kind of fun to see what would happen as we kind of get closer. But don't we do that all the time? Don't you think about that? When you go through any place in society, we want to get close. We want to be up front. We want to know who's going to be first. You ever go to a rock concert? Do you know the people that get the backstage passes? Have you ever seen that? I don't know how they get it, but there's always the people with the backstage passes. And they have them, and they wear them around this, and it means they get to go and meet the rock star. Do you know what I mean? We love that stuff, don't we? Don't we thrive on being close at times? Well, there's another part of the scripture that we hear today, and that's that the others that are around kind of get frustrated. You know, they're not so sure about what James and John are saying to each other. They think, you ought to push yourself back. And then Jesus chimes in and says, you need to serve. You should serve others. You should reach out to others. You should not place yourself and worry about the order, but your call is to serve. He says, if you want to baptize with the water that I baptize with, you need to serve others. If you want to drink from the cup that I drink, you need to serve others. Think about that for just a minute. Who do you serve? Who do you serve in your life? If you're a parent, maybe in some ways you serve your children. Maybe you serve the neighbors who are around you. Maybe in your work life you have others that you find yourself in service to. But what does it mean to really serve in the way Jesus calls us to serve? Hold that thought for just a minute. Well, this is kind of funny. At the last service, I'm going to tell you the story of when I got the call to come and serve you as your priest, as your rector. And someone happened to just show up this weekend that was from the last church that I was serving. So it's kind of funny to have him sitting right there as I was telling the story. So now I have to be a little more aware of that. But it was about 7 years ago. Can you believe it? For some of you, it doesn't seem like very long. For some of you, it might seem like it's been way too long. But about 7 years ago, about this time of year, some people who are actually in this room came down to Conway, Arkansas, and to visit. And they were going to sit down, and we'd done a phone interview, and we were going to sit down and do a longer interview at the church. And they kind of came, and they have to be kind of secretive about what they're doing, because the current church, I might not have felt the call, so I might continue to serve there. And so they're not supposed to kind of announce that they're present and all this kind of stuff, and yet they came. And on the first day, we sat for a long time at the church and interviewed, and we had some lunch and did some other things. And I kept thinking, as we're going out in this small town that I was serving, someone's going to see me with these people, and they're going to want to know what I'm doing, because that's what happens in small towns. They're going to be curious. And I don't know if you all remember, I'm looking at Gary and Marge and a couple others. If you all remember, you came to church the next day. And they were really good. They didn't sit next to each other, but they were a little too dressed up for St. Peter's. And so it was kind of obvious that they were there. We went out to lunch afterwards, which is also pretty dangerous. You know, we'd go out to lunch. Everybody goes out to lunch after church. And so would we see somebody? And then I walked in on Monday morning, and Tanya, the secretary at the time, said, Tanya and Beth, who's another person working in the office, they said, you know, it was really interesting. We had three people. They weren't sitting together, but all of them had to catch a flight back to Kansas City later on that day. And I thought, you know, I was going to have to tell them what was going on. And and all this kind of stuff. And they said, it's really interesting. They must have been here for a conference or something and just happened to all be Episcopalian. And then I kind of moved on from that. But I remember in those conversations, we were exploring what it might mean to serve together. In other words, to serve our faith, to serve in this church together as priests and congregation. And they had some things they were really interested in that we talked about. And there were five or six different kind of goals. And one of them was that we might gather together for excellent worship and a variety of worship. Another goal was that we might strengthen children and youth ministry in the years to come. Another goal was to bring more adult opportunities for exploration of theology and Bible study. Another goal was, how are we going to serve others in the world and increase outreach through the community that's called St. Thomas? Another goal was to help realize a long-time dream to expand the facilities and to have a parish hall. Just so you know, I'm saying that so you know it wasn't just my idea. And there were lots more that we talked about. Lots of things that we talked about, the faith and all kinds of ways we might serve. And we told stories about each other. And I had served another church up here, so they'd heard stories about me and they wanted to confirm or deny. And we talked and we talked and we prayed. But one thing stayed with me more than anything else. And that was such a deep desire to serve. Such a deep desire to serve others through Jesus Christ in this place. To really live our faith out in real ways. I think about that, and you know, the work is never really done. We could have the same conversation today. The goals might be a little different, but our work is never complete as a church. We're always looking to change, to do new things, to increase, to work on, to sharpen, to live into that faith and that call to serve. I keep thinking that there might be somebody who might find our community this week or the next or some other time. They might walk in for the first time. It might be someone who hasn't been to church in years, and this might be the place that they can find faith. I think of others that might be looking for a place to serve and to reach out to others. I think of others that might find their way into any of the many ministries that we do and participate in through this community that might have their needs served. I think of all the things that might be possible as our building is finished and the ways that we might utilize that structure for the mission of the gospel to carry out that very faith that we hear about in the scriptures today. We're a lot like the disciples around Jesus in this time. We want to baptize with the water he baptized with, and we want to offer the cup that he drinks from. Isn't that really at the heart of our call as a community? Now, next weekend is something that we do every fall. Does anybody remember what we're doing next weekend? What's it called? Good, you didn't say the Chiefs versus the Raiders. That was the seventh goal. No, just kidding. What do we do at Consecration Sunday? What is it really about? Just say whatever you're thinking. Pledges, celebration, what else? We eat, we have food. We mess up the sanctuary, we put tables in. We do all kinds of stuff around that. Terry Parsons, who was for a long time the stewardship officer of the Episcopal Church, she worked as in the national level, going from diocese to diocese, teaching others. She came to our seminary when I was in school. And she passed away a couple of weeks ago, which is why she's fresh on my mind. And she said that, you know, what October really is in the Episcopal Church, it's really the October Begathon. The October Begathon. You know, it's the stewardship season when we talk about, she would often say that. And I was struck when I was sitting with her and she was teaching us in seminary and she talked about, she says, you know, it really shouldn't be like that. It ought to be about service. It ought to be about time, talent, and treasure. It ought to be about how we respond to God. And so me, along with some of our friends that were there at the time, kind of swore we wouldn't become beggars when we became priests. And so it really isn't about that next week. But it is an opportunity, as one part of our stewardship, to ask yourself the question, how might you use the gifts that you've been given to serve others? In other words, all of us in this room have been given the gift of our minds, our bodies, our abilities. We've been given the gift of resources that we might have. And how are we going to put those to use in the service of others? It's a question that we ought to ask every day in our life. It ought to be right there. It's kind of like that song we sing before and after the gospel. Come my way, my truth, my life, be before me, is what that song is really about. Come, Jesus, and be right here, be present. It's a question that we ought to put right in front of us in every decision we make. How is God calling you to use your time, your talent, and your treasure to bring the kingdom into reality and to serve others? Every week, all kinds of stuff happens here. If you come in on a Monday, there's some children that come to the Parents' Day Out. There are people who will come today for youth group, for our time to go spend some time together in fellowship. One of our Sunday school classes is going out from Adventure this afternoon. There'll be a couple of meetings this evening in a different part of our building for AA and for Alcoholics Anonymous and for people who are struggling with that. We don't always think about it, but that's such a ministry for us, and we have very little to have to do with it other than providing space. There's all kinds of people that come every week to seek healing, to be encouraged, and to find some kind of community in that place. People will gather this week for Bible study. They'll gather to put the back snacks together so that some of those students at Comanche Elementary might need to receive something. Next week, we're going to be honored to have Father Anthony here all the way from Kenya to be with us as our preacher, to talk about a ministry we participate in on the other side of the world. There's other things that will happen through the week. The vestry will gather to discern and to pray together and to work on the management of the congregation. The staff comes and goes each day, doing their work prayerfully and with dedication. Volunteers will come in the office. The choirs will gather on Wednesday to prepare for worship the next weekend. The children will gather to learn music. Ministry will be happening each and every day. All the time there is something happening here, and there's all kinds of outreach and other stuff that will begin to happen. So how are we going to serve others? I know that many of you participate in other ministries that are outside of St. Thomas. You might have a particular organization that you're a part of, or you might participate in stuff that people don't even know that you do. But aren't we all called to think about in our lives where we might be called to serve? Isn't it a gift to be alive? Isn't it a gift to have the resources that you might have? Isn't it a gift to have the education, the mind, the body, your soul? Isn't what you have purely a gift? Do you really own anything? That's really what's kind of being said in the scripture we have from Job today. Who are you? I mean, do you make the stars? Do you make the things happen? Do you give the food to the creatures that cry out? Job's asking those deep faith questions. And so next week, it's one opportunity to answer that question. How are you going to use those gifts to spread the kingdom in the world around you? I'm really grateful for that conversation some 7 years ago, and it really seems strange to say it like that. It's like a balloon 7 years ago. I'm really grateful for the people as we prayed and we worked together and discerned. I'm grateful to be here as your priest, as I know the other priests that serve in this congregation are grateful to be here, and our deacon and all the other people that minister in this place. We really have a gift in this church, a gift from God and from those who've gone before, And we're looking towards the future in so many ways for those that have yet to come into this place, that they might share in that same gift. So as you go about your week this week, ask yourself that question. How might you serve? How might you be called to share in the baptism that Jesus gave to us? How might you be called to share his cup? Can you serve? Will you serve? Will you give the gifts that you've been given in return? Amen.